Blog Talk Radio.
Strictly do it.
I be running up, bang, bang. I be running up, bang, bang.
Let do it.
Like I'm Brad Pitt and Mr. Smith. Patron to the dome with a semi-irene, smoking like a chimney, cruising like a submarine, super clean in my scheme, doing screen swag check. If it seems that your jeans need to get a tag check, this dedicated to that white girl in black tape. She treat me like every day is my birthday. I feel like a pimp the way she hit the bar, never coming up short, breaking daddy all his squad.
For running up these bands in my trunk, yeah, hard like it's a battle of the bands.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it.
Okay.
game proper. Look, game proper. Now pack proper. Big game proper. Play game proper. Whip game proper. Now pack proper. Everything proper. Proper, yeah. Proper, some color. BBS is bringing on the scene, get it proper. Lunch pad proper, chef get a proper. Pockets got the extra cheese, don't you think that's proper? Respect proper, grown nine proper. Name made it bad, made it bang. Yeah, I got you. Ready on the beat, Gucci on the feet. Come here, baby, look, Louis on the beat.
welcome back to Mixture of Vibes with your girl, Say to Say What, holding it down on EOTM Radio. We have an awesome show for you guys this morning, y'all, and you already know that EOTM always strive to encourage, empower, and enlighten your minds while increasing network, because you already know that it increases net worth. Our show now, with that said, your girl Say to Say What got some entrepreneurs on the move news for you. Our show now, EOTM is looking for new radio personalities with unique show ideas for new series for shows launching in 2011. Now, if you didn't know, EOTM has been on air since February 2007 and have produced over 500 internet radio shows under the EOTM Radio Network. Now, with that said, folks, if you were interested, you should definitely go ahead and contact me, your girl, Say to Say What, at 404-988-7932. Now, if you want to learn more about EOTM, you can most definitely find us at thequeensofinternetradio.com, and that's queensofinternetradio.com. Now, my thing is this, y'all. For the most part, men attracted to transgender is something that is often hidden and hardly talked about. So if these men are not gay, why do these men like transgender? Well, this is the topic for tonight. So y'all can definitely go ahead and chime in at 718-664-6543 and share your comments with your girl, Say to Say What. All right, so now, you know how I do, right? Usually, you know what I'm saying, I was on the internet today and I was looking for a few questions about this thing about why straight men like guys. And this is some of the questions that I actually found. And one question is from Flakita. And Flakita says, my husband confessed that he is sexually attracted to transsexuals and is not attracted to me sexually. Is he gay? Now, honestly, I think that is more of a penis fetish. Now, I mean, there are some men that really find men attractive but love having sex with them. And some may even find females very attractive and love sex with them and find women very attractive but don't really care for sex with them. Now, you all probably seen this before in real life or probably in a movie or something like that. I'm pretty sure you guys have seen with a guy hollers at a transvestite. And logically, yes, he thinks of her as a female, but does that make him gay? I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, there are some guys that absolutely don't know that they like transgender men until they are physically around them. But shoot, how in the hell are they supposed to know that they're dudes? But I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? If they look like a female, if they act like a female, shoot, it is pretty darn tricky. You can't trick nobody like that and expect them to really think that you are a dude. Now, I see a few callers on the phone right now. I don't know if you guys have any questions, but I have my little co-host with me, my girl Shani. I'm going to go ahead and introduce to you guys Shani. I was actually talking to Shani about the radio hosting, and she has always told me that she was very, very, very interested in doing broadcasting as far as being a radio host. So I was just talking to her, and I thought that it would be such a great idea if she was to go ahead and hang with your girl, Say to Say What. All right, so now with that said, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and put my homegirl, Shawnee, on. What's good with you, mama? What's popping?
What's popping, Say to Say What? You already know. Hey, everybody, this your girl, Shawnee. You know what I'm saying? Just shouting out everybody out there listening to me and my girl, Say to Say What right now. Holla, holla, holla. And y'all make sure y'all call in and give us y'all insight on what I think about these trends, whatever you call them, that straight gay. Listen, my opinion, Say Too, I can't agree with you. I think they're gay. regardless of what, you're gay. If you find another man sexually attractive, hey, that's just me. I think they're gay, though. But we want to hear you guys' comments and just call in. We ready for y'all. We ready to answer y'all questions and hear y'all opinions. Say to say what was popping.
I'm just saying, Shante, come on out. Like, seriously, do you really, really think they're gay? Now, like my thing is this, y'all. I mean, can you really define the word transgender sexuality, Shante? I mean, Shani. What will be your definition for transgender sexuality?
My definition would be a man that was born a man, that has a penis in between his legs, that dresses up as a woman, portrays his life as a woman. And don't get me wrong, it's a lot of men out here that look like real females. They look better than me and you, say, too, but...
Right.
And it's hard. Don't get me wrong. It's hard to tell. Don't get me wrong. But come on now, regardless of what, even if they may look better than a real female, you can still tell. You understand what I'm saying? It's still
Are
a little
you serious?
Fine.
Get the hell up out of here, girl. I am. No. See that? I cannot even agree with you on that, because personally, I've seen some females that look like straight dudes, and I'm like, yo, he look good and everything, but then again I find out that these guys, I mean, that these so-called males are females, and then I'm steady looking stupid like, huh? Like, are you 100% sure? Like, get the hell out of here.
Well, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but you gotta take a good look. Because it's all in the facial structure. Like, you can tell a man from a woman. I don't care what nobody says. You can tell. That's just me, though. You know, that's just my opinion. So, I don't care.
Okay, now, according to Wikipedia, right? Now, the definition that it has for a transgender sexuality is, it says it's the sexuality of a transgender people. Now, my thing is, doesn't that sound weird? I mean, like that definition really, really confuses me, because for one, the definition does not even explain sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my thing is this. So what is sexuality? Now, to me, sexuality is like a complex aspect of a personality and self, or like, for instance, or maybe our sexuality is defined by sexual thoughts, desires, and like erotic fantasies and turn-ons and experience. Now, in so many ways, that sexuality is the force that empowers us to express and display strong emotional feelings for another person, and is a natural stimulus for our kind. Now, the thing that attracts one person to another may not always be sexual. It could be maybe like a sense of humor, or maybe the way they talk, or maybe how smart they are. Now, sex or sexuality may only be like maybe like a secondary consideration, but sometimes part of our sexuality can be suppressed. And I would say maybe some people have sexual desires about particular friends or associates, but don't act or talk about those desires. Now, how you feel about that?
I mean, I understand where you're coming from. And what you're saying, it makes a lot of sense. It makes sense. But, like, technically, let's get technical here. It's a lot of transgenders. There's a lot of men out here that's portraying to be women, but at the same time, they may like females as they're dressed up at, you know what I'm saying, as they're living this life, they may like females. So like, what's that? What do you want to, like, I don't, like, it's just crazy to me. This whole, it's crazy to me, but how do you explain that? You know what I'm saying, say too? Like, how do you explain a transgender man that's dressed up as a female, but he desires a woman?
what's his sexuality then? Like, what do you say about that?
Personally, I would think just because a guy dresses like a woman, I would think it's because all of, like, curiosity or something like that. Because there's a lot of people who are really curious about the opposite sex. And you really have to go back to, like, schools and stuff like that. Because, you know, nowadays, a lot of people are gay.
I don't mean to cut you off, say to say what. But can I ask you a personal question?
Yes.
Okay. Are you in a relationship? Do you have a boyfriend?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So how would you feel if your boyfriend were to dress up as a woman? But she's still attracted to you.
For real though, like, I don't know about everybody else, but that ain't going down. You know what I'm saying? You already know that ain't going down. You know what I'm saying? So, maybe other females might go ahead and take that. But as far as me, oh, hell no. Hell no. This is not going down. And if he's going to do all that, then to me, yes, he does want to be a guy. And he does want to make love to another guy. That's the way I see it. Now, we have a few callers on the phone right now, and I'm going to go ahead and put you guys on for you guys that just hung up. I've seen some folks hanging up on the phone. Y'all need to go ahead and call back at 718-664-6543. All right? All right, so now the first number I see is 315-708. You are live. What is good with you?
Hello, caller.
Hold on 1 second. All right, 315-708. You are live.
Hello?
Yes, who am I speaking with?
This is Thonio.
What is popping with you, Thonio? About time you done called in on my show, man.
Yeah, I know, right? It's my fault. You know how the touch screen is. I'm online, and I accidentally tried to leave, and I hung up on accident, so.
Well, Thonio, thank you so very much for calling in to your girl, Say To Say What. Now, for you guys that don't know who Thonio is the guy who sings the song Front Portion, and also, what is the other song called, Thonio?
Lady of Color that you play?
Yes, Lady of Color. I just forgot for just a second. My bad, Thonio. I just forgot, so I had to ask you a little feedback.
Cool.
But, Thonio is very, very, very talented, and he is doing big things. All right, Thonio, how do you feel or why do you think that straight men are attracted to transgender?
Because they're gay. Like, in the simplest form.
Exactly.
And the reason I say that is because when people say I'm in touch with my sexuality, a person that's in touch with their sexuality, that when a person speaks that, that means being in touch with your sexuality means that you feel that the opposite sex is very attracted to you and the fact that you're a sexual being. You feel that the opposite sex is turned on by you. That's being in touch with your sexuality. Being confused is not knowing which sex is the right sex to deal with.
Okay, now Thonio, I see what you're coming from, but think about those people that really, really don't even know that they are attracted to transgenders. Now, there are lots and lots of men out there who are married, right? But they have never been around any transgender guy. So now for them to be around a transgender guy and they realize that they are actually turned on by it, now what do you see those folks as?
They're gay or they're confused about their sexuality. It's one of the two. They're either gay or they're confused about their sexuality. Because I don't care how so-called good a woman looks. If a woman is beautiful and she walks in the room and she pulls out what I pulls out, we can't play ball.
Exactly.
You can't play ball. You can't pull out what I got. You can't have the same equipment that I got and expect me to go, oh, yeah, let's get it popping. I'm finna go, whoa, whoa, homeboy.
You know what? I'm just laughing at how you're saying it. I mean, it's not really funny, but it is just the way you're saying it. Now, for you guys that are transgender or gay, just to let you guys know, I have no problem with you guys. You guys are cool with me. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of gay dudes that I know are pretty cool as hell. So,
yeah,
I mean,
true.
I wouldn't hold that against anybody. All right, Shawnee, yeah. Now, is there something that you want to go ahead and ask Stonio?
No, except the fact that I agree with what he's saying. I totally agree. And like you just said, I don't have no problems with transgenders or gays or lesbians. If you like it, hey, I love it. But, yeah, you're gay at the end of the day.
Okay. All right, Tonio. All right, Tonio, thank you so very much for calling in with your girl Say To Say What. I'll holler at you later, all right?
All right.
All right, cool. Thanks.
All
no right, problem. So now we have another caller on the phone. We have another caller. It is EOTM Radio. If I'm not mistaken, it is your girl, Carla B. All right, Joe, you are live. What is good with you?
You're not going to ask me the same question you asked Antonio? What's good, girl?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I had to. I was listening to it and at the top of the hour, and I was over here just cracking up at you. And Chauncey, is that her name?
Shawnee.
Yes, Shawnee.
Okay, yeah, I was just, you know, because I was agreeing with Shawnee. Well, actually, I was agreeing with you, too. I know I was agreeing more so with you when you was like, hell no, that wouldn't be going down. Because, you know, I'm like that, too. And I'll just say this really, really quickly, and then I'll just hop off, but want to say, first off, great show. And as far as transgender, when if you see a something that's like a beautiful lady, you know what I'm saying, all just suited and booted and everything, and then a guy goes in a room with her and then she takes her stuff off and if she has a penis, then if the guy doesn't say, oh, I'm going to beat your ass or let me get up out of here, then he's gay. He, you know what I'm saying, there's basically, yeah, I just don't think there's any way around it, and simple as that. So, yeah, if get down with transgenders, then, you know, he's gay, bisexual or whatever, but I probably shouldn't have said that, but, you know.
So my thing is this, Carla, how you feel about straight men that are married? And they are keeping their sexuality on the low. And why do you think there's so many men out there that are married that kind of keep their sexuality on the low?
Okay, I'll tell you this just from personal experiences. I had an oldest brother that was gay, and he's actually passed away now from AIDS. But I'll tell you, plenty of days he had, you know, he had tried to change and be that straight man. He actually found a girlfriend and got her pregnant and trying to, you know what I'm saying, just hide that part away, you know, and just like put it down or whatever and not think about it. But it just always crept back up. So that's why I really think that, you know, when it comes to gay men, at least some of them, or gay women, It just has to be something genetic in there. There just has to be. Because for me to see that boy just go through life all them years trying to be a straight man, but he just couldn't. And ultimately, it just took over him. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like the guys that are doing that, they're just fighting, in most cases, a losing battle. They just need to just go ahead, and if they're going to be gay, just be gay and just come out with it. So that's my opinion on it. It's really, I feel sorry for the ones that do that, but still, it's not right, and they shouldn't put these women in these kind of situations. Because I'll tell you this, my brother's ex-girlfriend, she loved that boy to death, and she would have done anything for him to stay with her. But and some women are like that. They feel like they know that they're gay, but they just feel like, okay, maybe I can change him. So I think that's, you know, I mean, it's the women's fault, too, for accepting it. I think that they need to just go ahead and just, when they see what a man is, they need to just be like, okay, well, let me go ahead and let you do you and right. get out of there. But there's so many insecurities in the world, so it's so hard.
Yeah.
Not to be judgmental, but anyway, just wanted to jump on really, really quick and share that and say great show, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carla B.
Okay.
That is definitely the move. Yeah, now back to what Carla B was just saying. Now, I have to say something on that. Now, my thing is this, right? Yes, it's true that, you know, women need to go ahead and make a quick decision like ASAP as soon as they find out about their husbands and fiancés and whatnot. Now, my thing is this, like, the world is such an evil world because we all know that people literally tease folks. So, I mean, you had probably seen a guy that looks like a woman, and you probably was like, why the hell did he really dress like that? And why the hell is he doing that? And why the hell is he doing that? Because, honestly, not all transgenders look like women. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of them really look like some damn drag queens. But at the same time, it's like that really gives us no right to sit up here and just judge them and to make fun of them. Because believe it or not, I mean, it's so many of them out there that have major insecurity problems, and they end up strangling themselves and shooting themselves in the head because people don't accept them. Now, my thing is this, Johnny. Mm-hmm.
I was about to say, that's the problem. That's a lot of what's the problem with the gay community. They're too concerned about what other people are thinking. I mean, yes, we are not to judge them, and the Bible, I'm not going to get all into that. It's supposed to be wrong. But at the same time, if this is what you are and this is what you are supposed to be, then be that and live your life. Live your life, and that's where they get caught up. They get caught up in what the world is, how the world is looking at them, and how people are feeling towards them and thinking towards them. Like, just live your life. Just live your life,
right.
and have that respect for, as far as with the married men, they need to have that respect for their wives and their families and their children or whoever is in their life, and let it be known and not put people in that type of situation. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's just not right for a straight man, well, a gay man, to portray a straight life. You understand what I'm saying? That's too many lives and feelings and emotions.
And you know what? You are absolutely right, because recently I was actually watching this movie about the mayor. I forgot his name, but it was based on a true story. And this mayor was married, right? But at the same time, he always said that he always felt like he was somebody different. So one day he decided to put on some women clothes, and he caught these amazing feelings about how refreshed he felt, and he felt great about himself. And then after a while, like, he started asking his wife for him to like wear female clothing and stuff like that. Now, my thing is this is the mayor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now when a person has that high of an authority over the world, or a certain state or a certain county, of course he is not going to put his sexuality out there. But at the same time, it's like, why the hell would you judge somebody on their work standards because of their sexuality? That makes no sense to me whatsoever. How you feel about that?
Who are you talking to? Me or the caller?
I'm talking to you, Shawnee.
Oh, it's not right, but at the end of the day, it's not right to judge anybody, and that's what we have to expect. I mean, like, this is the world that we live in. Like, this is what people are going to do. You understand what I'm saying? People are going to talk about you. People are going to have opinions about you. This is what people are going to do. So what are you supposed to do? If you worry about what people are going to say and feel about you, you might as well just hang yourself. You might as well just hang yourself because you're going to have a terrible life. You're never going to be completely happy with yourself and nothing that you do.
If you're that's the same reason why these people do hang themselves, because they're sick and tired of these people, you know what I'm saying, just talking about them and just dissing them and everything like that. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break real quick, and you guys can definitely go ahead and chime in at 718-664-6543, and we will be right back. All right, y'all stay tuned.
what is poppin'? This is your girl, Say to Say What? Hone it down on EOTM Radio. All right, so now we are in the process of discussing, me and my homegirl, Shawnee, about why men, well, why straight men like transgender. Now, we have a few more callers on the phone. You guys can definitely go ahead and chime in at 718-664-6543. All right, so now the first caller I see is 8-3-0. You are live. What is good with you?
Oh, I didn't freeze the
name. 678-830, you are live.
Hey, here. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I missed
okay.
the part about the transgender. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. How you feel about why straight men like transgender guys?
I mean, there is no reasonable explanation. I think that they're just homosexuals. I think they're just homosexuals.
Okay, do you feel as though that just because these guys have fetishes for the male penis, do you feel as though that they are gay just because they have these fetishes?
Yeah, I think that they really are gay. I don't think they have some kind of fetish or they like women or they're just gay.
And you know what? I'm actually laughing because you sound just like the other two callers that had just called in, and all of you guys are just like, because they're gay. I mean,
right?
There's no explanation about it. Okay. Now my thing is this, right? With these married men. Why do you, no, it's not a why question. Do you feel as though that these men that are married are keeping their sexuality on the low because they are trying to stay with their families? Or do you feel as though that they're just with them because they don't want the world to really know about their sexuality?
Yeah, I think it's society. Like you said, they don't want the world to really know. They don't want society to view them as, you know, like we view gay men as being, like, some people disgusting or, like, you know, less than a man. They want to still be viewed as the man and, you know, live that homosexual lifestyle.
Okay, now, Sean, is there something that you have to say about her comment?
Besides that, I agree with what she's saying. I disagree with what she's saying. It's just like it's wrong for society to judge them, and society shouldn't judge them for being gay or whatever their sexual preference is. That's their personal business. Like, as long as they get their job done, who are we to look down on them? You understand what I'm saying? But that's just the society that we live in. This is just what it is. Like, it's sad to say, but this is really what it is. This is how people look at other people. It's crazy. It's real crazy. But I totally agree with they're gay, point blank period, they're gay. But it's sad how they have to hide who they really are. It's sad. Very sad.
Okay, now, what is your name, the lady that just called in?
Victoria.
Okay, Victoria. Okay, now, do you think there's a difference as far as
as far as guys that prefer masculine guys, or there's a difference between guys that just like guys that look like women? Do you think there's a different side of their sexuality as far as those two?
Yeah, I think there's a difference. Like, guys that like manly men, I think those guys are just, like, really gay. And then the guys that like the feminine women, they're just confused. They don't know what they want.
And you know what? You sound just like the other caller, because the other caller was like, either they are gay, they know that they're gay, or they're just plain out confused. Now my thing is this. We were all made to be who we are as far as male and the female. Now, how the hell can you determine what you are? You see what I'm saying? Like, how the hell you want to say, oh, I was supposed to be a female? You know what I'm saying? Like, that just doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever.
Right.
But I really do appreciate you for calling in to make sure of us. You can definitely go ahead and chime in every single Wednesday night, Thursday morning at 1 in the morning, same station, same time. All right?
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right, Shani. How you feel about the masculine and the feminine type of sexuality?
They're gay.
It's like, it doesn't matter. Like, seriously, like, I understand, like, masculine, feminine, flamboyant, strong. It don't matter. If you like another man, if you find another man attractive, no matter how you dress it up, sugarcoat it, butter it up, you're gay. That's it. I'm sorry. And it's cool. It is what it is. You think it tell me it is what it is.
You are a drip, yo.
Dang, like, you just got to be for real with yourself, and you got to be for real, period. It is what it is. Now, if you want to walk around as a man, but you want to walk around in the baddest heels and your hair, your weave spinning, makeup spinning, that's cool, boo. Do what it do. You happy with yourself and you living your life. I ain't mad at you. Because it take a lot of courage. You got to think about it, how much courage it takes for a man to dress up as a woman and go about his daily.
Right. You know, like, I bet it's so much pressure. Like, there is only 24 hours in the day, yo. And if you spend half of your time trying to cover up who you really are, yo, you need to find something else, you know? You need to go ahead and find something else.
But hold on. I'm about to just turn it. I'm about to just go left for a minute. Shout out to all the dudes out there that's living their life to the fullest, whether it's how people is viewing them, what people got to say, what their family, it don't matter. They living their life and they living it to the fullest and they happy with it. Shout outs to you. Pow, pow, pow. Shout out to them. For real.
You are a fool, girl. You are a trip, but most definitely. But most definitely, because sometimes we really need to just let people be who they are and accept everybody, because not everybody accept you. So
exactly.
I mean, it is what it is, like, for real. All right, so, well, our time is almost up. I really do appreciate you guys that time in with your girl, Say to Say What, on Mixture of Arts on EOTM Radio. Y'all can definitely go ahead and chime in every Wednesday night, Thursday morning, the same time, same station. Next week we have an episode on the
Nicki Minaj and Lil Kim beef. So y'all can definitely go ahead and chime in then and tell us your comments and your thoughts about the beef that is going on with them too.
Well, you know I'm gonna have something to say. Oh man,
I already know, girl. I already know. But yeah. So I hope you guys enjoyed our little conversation. And y'all could definitely go ahead and download the show to iTunes and podcast, absolutely free. And make sure y'all go ahead and leave a comment on our page because we definitely want to go ahead and hear from you. Alright, I'll let y'all later.
Later.
Money over everything. press it, pack it, push it. Press it, pack it, push it.
I'm a crank to the top. I push it like weight. I push it like weight. Tell them what it means.
Press it, pack it, push
it.
Press it, pack it, push it.
The way to stop my $1 million mark. Said it's over, a billion serve like the golden arch. Soon as I get it in, it's a sin, get it off. I push your past raw. Hello, I'm the new boss.
Do you stop
it through the clouds, so by way of grace, how get it where it need to be. Yeah, I'm dispatching now. They call it for the boat rate on a discount. Time to negotiate and up the minimum amount. Now I'm spreading around, do the math. Hey, I'm back.
Yeah.
Now I'm just making sense. That way I ain't got a pack.
Yeah.
Get up in the booth and shock it with the cold. What you know about cold? Me and West crank mode.
Yeah.
I'm a crank, I'm a crank. I push it like weight. I push it like weight. Hey, tell them what it means.
It's a soul, it's a soul. Pack it, go.
It's what it means.
It's a soul, it's a soul. Pack it, go.
I'm a crank girl. I push it like weight. I push it like weight. Hey, tell them what it means.
Press it, pack it, push.
What it means?
Press it, pack it, push.
Like a piece of soda with no whip at all. Soon as it drops, it's moving like you, Paul. It's already weighed and it's wrapped up like a champ. Set for the KO, cranking me in T-stamp. I stay campaigning, drama Obama. Sound scan scale is my eyeball monitor. That's just incredible, it's moving like the 80s. Made my own lane, yeah, I'm such a f***ing lady. Everything's crazy. F you pay me.
Yeah.
Kill myself before I let a nigga play me.
Yeah.
Bootleg or not, watch me put it in their hands.
Yeah.
Fan through the world wide web on demand.
Yeah.
And I'm a crank girl. I push it like way. I push it like way. Hey, tell them what it means.
It's a press it, pack it, push.
It's what it means.
It's a press it, pack it, push.
I'm a crank girl. I push it like way. I push it like way. Hey, tell them what it means.
It's a press it, pack it, push.
What it means.
It's a press it, pack it, push.